So week number 9, I want to say. Am I correct?
Yes.
Week number 9? Yes. Week number 9. And as you guys know, Fantasy Football Podcast is back. Yeah, last week we had a bit of an odd day. We had to do it on a Friday after the Ravens game.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of reasons that I forget. I don't really remember why we had to do that.
Was it an assembly or something?
Yeah.
It was assembly.
No, it was a girls' game.
Oh, yeah.
It was a girls' soccer game. We won. And boys and girls Sterling soccer teams are both going to the finals.
Let's go.
Shout out them.
Saturday. Shout out you two.
And be there. John. Yep. Yeah, be there Saturday.
Let's go.
Home at 2 o'clock and at the round at 2 o'clock. Anyway, going back on track, talking about football. As you guys know, first segment will be about the previous weeks. And then the second segment will be about the upcoming weeks. And then the third will be about
our picks.
Fancy picks. So, Jake, what game do you want to talk about to start off?
All right, I want to go with my team, Browns and Bengals, who probably surprised everybody
on
Monday Night Football. So,
the 32-13 Monday night game.
Surprising me.
Yeah, it was. I was very, very surprised, and Jacoby Brissett for once did not upset me. Each week I've been very disappointed with his play. And this
I don't know. In the beginning, the first week, number 2 and 3, he was playing all right. Him and Amari Cooper were connecting very nice, but and then he started to fade off once again. But
he was 17 for 22 with almost 300 passing yards and a touchdown. So I really can't complain about that. No interceptions this game too. So.
Yeah,
can we talk about the Amari Cooper play?
Yeah, like the reverse around that him throwing it for the interception.
Threw it right to him.
Come on. I was like, dude, this team. I was like, no way we're starting it like that.
Dude, Amari Cooper is like, he's just such like, he's just so good. He's inconsistent. Very inconsistent wide receiver.
Yeah, I
agree. But once that fades, he's going to be so good.
Yeah, he's going to be really good.
Like, I have him on my fantasy team, and like he was dropping like 23
points. Yeah, he had
points,
like 22 this week.
And then he dropped like 4.
Good.
Yeah, just 4. Yeah, like, oh,
that's
well,
disappointing.
I don't want to start him. Amari Cooper with the interception.
Nick Chubb?
Saw that. Yeah, Nick Chubb with 101
went
yards.
Off.
Two touchdowns.
He was crazy. He had this one play. He was like going to the right side. And he just like hurdled somebody. And it's just like.
There's no surprise there. It's
from
Nick Chubb. You know what to expect from him.
Yeah, Bengals were a bit.
I was expecting a big game from Joe Mixon.
Well, they didn't really run the ball at all.
Yeah, they threw.
They were down. Well, so obviously they had to throw the ball.
You can see they tried to run the ball and they were
averaging. They even tried eight attempts.
And those eight attempts, they averaged 3 yards per.
Yeah,
attempt, so
and
O-line is.
Not I mean, Joe Mixon got the most receiving with 7 receptions for 32 yards. Tyler Boyd and T. Higgins kind of upset. Well, you kind of just saw that coming in.
Yeah.
With Jamar Chase being out, you kind of saw that, like, there's going to be an upset, but, like, everybody thought we're like, oh, well, they have the best backups.
Right. I mean, they each had a touchdown, which isn't bad, but they didn't show up like Jamar Chase would if
he was. And did they miss an extra point, I'm guessing? McPherson missed an extra point? I mean, it's 13, so he had to, right?
Yeah,
he missed.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't matter anyway. You were already down by a lot.
Yeah, but I like that victory, so.
Yeah, and then next, we'll go to another upset. The New York Giants losing.
Finally.
Are we going to call that an upset? I think the Seahawks might have been favorites.
Yeah, I think they were.
Not upset, but a lot of people coming in thought the Giants were going to win because of what they've been doing this past season. But
I think a lot of people also expected them to get a reality check here, though.
Right. Geno Smith has been playing out his mind, and once again he did with 2 touchdowns, and, I mean, his completion rate was really good.
67%.
That's
proven himself as a QB.
Who caught the ball for this team today? DK Metcalf.
Yeah. And I have both of them on fantasy, so they...
Good for you.
Tyler Lockett and DK, so...
Tyler Lockett. Both had a touchdown.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kenny Walker also a touchdown. I have a fantasy. Great. Great.
Kenneth Walker is such a good rookie for them. I mean, great pick of him.
You think Giants fraud? Fraud? You think contenders or
they're
not?
No, not contenders.
Not in the division they're in.
I think they're a first round exit type of team.
I agree.
Depending on the team they play.
Yeah.
I don't think they're I just don't think they're good enough to beat a team in the playoffs. They can beat. Like, I know they've beaten really good teams. Who did they beat in the regular season? I know they beat someone. It was like a top team.
So they beat the Texans, they beat the Lions.
I know Ravens are in there.
I'm sorry. I'm mistaking. I'm I mean, like,
I'm thinking, like, they beat the Ravens.
I think they did.
They beat the Jags. They beat the Ravens. Mm-hmm. They beat the Packers. They beat the Bears. They lost the Cowboys, and then they beat the Panthers.
So they really haven't done anything, honestly, other than beating the Ravens.
Yeah, well.
In the playoffs, I don't see them winning again either, so. They played the Ravens, they'd probably lose in the playoffs, in my opinion.
Yeah, I just don't think they don't have a receiving core. And obviously, it's something that very vital that you need.
It doesn't make any sense how their team looks like that, and they're winning all these games.
Yeah,
like,
well, you gotta
Daniel
give
Jones quarterback.
Yeah, you gotta give then, credit to Daniel Jones.
Oh,
too.
For sure. Yeah,
he's running the ball really well.
He ran for 20 yards this game, which is one of his. Usually, he's been running for 100 yards the past few games, but Saquon also did underperform a little bit. We'll give that credit. He only had 53 yards. I don't think he had history. Oh, he had three receptions.
Yeah, to his credit, they know, like, the Seahawks know who they're playing. They're playing the Giants, and they're going to give the ball to Saquon. They just shut it down.
Yeah, and their receivers are Darius Slayton, who's probably their wide receiver one at the moment. Tanner Hudson, no clue who that guy is. Wandale Robinson.
Jake. Oh, yeah.
Matt.
Brita,
yeah, whatever his name is. But yeah, there's receivers like that. You just can't really do much in the passing game.
Yeah, it just didn't look good for the Giants this game.
And
so.
A game that I want to talk about too is the Colts. What is happening with the Colts this season? Like, I just don't.
They're so weird.
Well, we said this last week. They're just a weird team.
Yeah, like they have the pieces. They just don't. Use him right, like Jonathan Taylor. Like he hasn't been playing like himself at all. Like, the past two seasons, he's been playing so good, and then this season is just
weak.
Well,
weak.
I don't know how much the injuries affected it, or it also could be a factor that like teams know who he is now. That like last year he kind of came in unexpected and went crazy, but
yeah. But even later on in the season, last year, like. They knew what was coming, and they still nope.
You could also say the QB switch up.
Yeah,
hurt them.
A big hurt. Talking about upsetting running backs, I'm gonna move on to our hometown Eagles against the Pittsburgh Steelers and Najee Harris. Jake, you watch the game?
Yeah, I did. And Najee just—he isn't playing like he was a year ago, or even like the beginning of this season. He needs the depth. They need better plays for him, and the offensive line isn't helping any either. So,
I think it's officially time. Like, we can accept the fact that the Steelers are in a rebuild mode, 100%.
Yeah, they're like tanking here.
Yeah, and they did get rid of what's the name in the trades? Chase Claypool.
Yeah,
moved him to the Bears. Yeah, and we got the cornerback that I just can't think of his name right now. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, we obviously do need a little bit more help on defense. Not a lot. I think our defense is going to do fine. But I think we just need a few more years. Steelers need a few more years to, like, develop.
Yeah, I agree.
Because Kenny Pickett, I mean, you see the sparks in him. You can see that he's, like, he can be a quarterback if he wants to be.
I just want to ask you guys this question. So, Last year, the Steelers were 10-0, right?
2 years ago.
That was 2 years ago? Do we think the Eagles are going to be the same, like, they're going to be the same team that the Steelers were that year?
I don't think so, no. The Eagles are looking so dangerous this year. Like, they look like, I wouldn't say they're Super Bowl team, because that was just insane, but they're close to it, and I don't know. They're definitely contenders, I think.
You still think they're top three,
Easily top three.
Yeah, for sure.
I just have it's seen a lot Bills of comparison.
As Bills Chiefs too. Okay.
I'm gonna be honest here. I think the Bills are better than the Eagles. So
yeah,
as an Eagles fan,
yeah, but. I think everybody accepted that fact. I mean, it's just the Bills. I mean,
yeah, they're obviously
the Bills. Bills.
The Bills division is just so like
you can't put the Eagles over the Bills because like there's nothing to base it off of so far. We haven't played. Really a top team, so.
What about A.J. Brown?
Oh,
yeah.
Three touchdowns?
Oh, my gosh.
I have in my fantasy.
In the first half.
I have in my fantasy, and I still lost.
What?
Because I played Jalen Hurts. So it kind of just canceled out. He had 40 something. Oh, it was so much, and I was like, wow.
Wait, Jalen Hurts played good.
I know. I played against him.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh.
So it kind of hurt.
I thought you said you had him.
But, yeah. But anyway, back to the Bills. The Bills division is still a tough. It's still a tough division. I mean, the Bills, you have the Jets who are 5-3, the Dolphins who are 5-3, and then you have the Patriots who are 4-4. There's not a negative record in that whole AFC East. And then all the other. If you look on to the NFC, you have the Eagles who are 7-0. You have the Cowboys who are 6-2. You have the Giants who are 6-2. And you have Commanders who are somehow even.
Yeah, that's. It's gotta be the best division, right?
Yeah, them in the
NFC East, right? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, them in the AFC East are just they both don't have a negative record.
Yeah, it's good.
Like, it's possible for the whole NFC East to make the playoffs right now.
That would be crazy.
Is it?
Yeah, but they would have to. So each team would have to like trade wins in the division and then like win every single game out of it.
Yeah, that's because
crazy. That would be insane.
The only all the everybody else has is 3-5. Like, that's not first in the division besides the 49ers who are 4-4. So it's actually possible, which is crazy to say in my opinion. But anyway, back to the games from last week. What other games have happened that were fun last week? What are the fun games? Oh my god, the Raiders?
Yeah, can you talk about
Yeah, Davante Adams didn't touch the ball. Like, that's crazy.
I think the Raiders were favorites in this game, I believe.
Oh, hold up. I'm sorry. He touched the ball and got a negative yard in rushing. So he caught the ball. Oh, he caught the ball once for 3 yards.
Alvin Kamara had 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a massive game.
He had, what, 2 receiving? And yeah, 2 receiving. Oh, wow. His receiving game this game was...
How do you think about them starting Andy Dalton over Jameis Winston?
That's an interesting choice. I mean, they're 2 starters. Like, they've proven to be starters.
I think it's a different game. I'm pretty sure I heard some in the past that they have 2 starters, so it's going to be a 50-50% chance each week of them starting. And to be honest,
I think they start Andy Dalton again next week. I mean, after a 24-0 win.
2 touchdowns, 230 like, yards.
Can you really take him out?
I don't think you can.
It's like you'd have to play him.
I think you keep doing what works, and until it doesn't, and switch back, see what happens then. The Vikings beating the Cardinals. I'm pretty sure everybody saw that.
Can you talk about the Niners game? So you talk about McCaffrey?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Christian McCaffrey. The Rams just won your team. They were just...
Yeah, they're really letting everyone down this season.
Yeah, like... Jake, what do you think of the Rams?
Yeah, they're nothing like their Super Bowl team, that's for sure. And lose some, they win some. It's inconsistent.
What do we think it is? Why?
I don't know. Because you did lose, what's the offensive lineman name?
Whitworth? Andrew Whitworth?
No, there was a big one that they lost. Von Miller.
Oh, defensive.
Defensive line. That's right. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Bills, you lost him, so. And then you lost the receiver that I also can't think of the name of. Woods.
Odell.
Woods.
Odell Beckham.
And you lose Odell. So you lose some key. You lose some key players, and I was just gonna hurt. But
well, they brought in Allen Robinson to replace that role, but
which I mean, he's kind of filling that role. I mean, Woods was never like a star guy, and Robinson right now isn't either. So
Cooper Kupp's kind of sleeping.
I still think he's getting his yards. But
I still think he's one of the best receivers in.
I think the running
football right now.
Well, what is the problem with the Rams? Is it their
running game was always a problem?
Yeah, for sure.
So
their backs aren't the best.
Last year was the same thing. So that's not an excuse. That's one of the reasons. Matthew Stafford.
If you just look at the stats here, you can clearly tell that they don't even know what to do with it. They have like 3 different guys, each getting about 5 carries and all getting 2 yards per carry.
Yeah, it's nonsense.
They're trying everything.
Yeah, when you lose Cam Akers, that hurts. And then he comes back, he's not the same.
No.
He's not the same at all. And then you have Matt Stafford, who's just underperforming the season terribly. Like, it's bad this season.
Also, now that the Niners have McCaffrey, I mean, we saw this week. Do we think they're, like, a Super Bowl contender now?
Super Bowl contender, maybe not. definitely contenders in the playoffs. Maybe for I think they'll easily make a second round.
I personally think they're a Super Bowl team after this beat.
I think they have it's too early to say anything.
They got George Kittle back, Brandon Ayuk's balling. They just have so much depth now.
Yeah, I mean they do, but it's too early. But did you guys see Christian McCaffrey threw for a touchdown?
Yeah, it's like the first.
He rushed for a touchdown and he caught a touchdown.
Yeah, it's so sick.
I think that was the first since like Landon Tomlinson.
Yeah, or like something since like 2005. That.
Yeah, that's crazy. But yeah, one more game before we start going on. And then the game will probably be the overtime game, the big overtime game, Panthers versus the Falcons.
Yeah, that was a good game.
34-37. 71 points.
P.J. Walker is balling.
P.J. Walker, I don't know why or when or who that man is right now, but he is balling right now.
Bro, and then DJ Moore?
If you've seen, like, his physicals, he's, like, a top... I saw a thing. He was, like, a top five, like, running back when it comes to, like, the combine. Like, he's insanely fast, strong.
Oh, dang.
Like, he can run the ball really well.
And P.J. Walker finally started finding DJ Moore. 150 yards and a touchdown.
And wow. Deontay Foreman, the replacement for McCaffrey, 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, and 118 yards. You gotta love to see that. I mean, you trade away one of your star players, and then your backups just comes in exploding. 118 yards, 3 touchdowns. Like,
yeah, you gotta love to see that.
Oh yeah, 100%.
But they still came out with the loss.
They did. Did they? Yeah, it's Falcons came out. Yeah. It was all about the Falcons. I mean, Marcus Mariota threw for 71%. 3 touchdowns, but he did throw for 2 interceptions.
Oh, wait, dude. Let's talk about the DJ Moore play.
Yeah, the flag, and he took his helmet off. And
yeah, that was...
Killed him.
See...
I get it that he kind of caused it, but I really think it's the kicker.
Yeah, can you blame him?
Because kicker missed another one in overtime to ice the game.
Yeah, I mean, there's sometimes where you just have to be professional in a close game like that. You just have to be like, all right. Yes.
Well, he really thought he won the game. He thought his kicker was going to make it.
Right.
So he was happy, but...
Yeah, and Kyle Pitts is finally doing stuff. How did he do last week? Anybody know? I want to say 19 points of fantasy.
He had a good game. Yeah, I had him in fantasy, about 19.
Yeah, how did he do last week?
Last week, like 3 points.
Oh, never mind. I was going to say he's coming back, but I forgot about last week. All
right. He comes out whenever he wants, like randomly. We'll do something.
Yeah, all right. So with that, we'll move on to the next one right after this short break.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We are back with our second segment, and this one we'll be talking about the upcoming games of week number 9 or number 10.
Week 9.
Yeah, week number 9. All right, so last week we obviously did our picks once again. So Jake, as you write them down every week, do you want to talk about the picks?
All right, yeah. So basically, Sean, you won.
Basically, I went off last week.
Yeah, you went 13 for 14.
Yeah, and what was the one game that I missed?
I think you missed...
Probably Commanders, right?
The Jags, I think.
Yeah, it was the Jags versus the Broncos.
Yeah. And then I had 11. John had 12. And Mr. Manla had 11.
That was a good week, if you ask me. Actually, a really good week, if you ask me. But, yeah. So now we move on to week number 9. As you guys know, we go through each game, talk about it if we want to. Like, the first Thursday night game, I don't think there's much to say. But, yeah. So, our special guest is not quite here yet. He will be joining us in the next segment, I believe, Mr. Carpenter. So, it's going to be us. It's going to be us three. The main three. So, first, we'll start off with... There's not really much to talk about, so we'll just fly by this one. The Eagles versus Texans.
Yeah, we're going to smoke them.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's going to pick the Eagles on this one.
I'm going to pick the Eagles. All right, so next game, we have the Chargers versus the Falcons. Chargers are 4-3. Falcons are 4-4. Chargers are favored to win, but it is at Falcons. Is it Atlanta? So, Jake, what are you feeling about this game?
I have the Chargers in this one.
Chargers.
I don't know. I think they're too powerful for the Falcons, and there's not enough going on with the Falcons right now, even with Marcus Mariota producing. I don't think Kyle Pitts is helping the team at all, and I just don't see the Falcons winning this game.
John?
I think this game's going to come down to... I'm pretty sure that Keenan Allen and Mike Williams are both having injury problems. I think if they're both healthy, it's an easy win, but let's see. Is Mike Williams playing? Check him right now. He is out. So, I might have to go Falcons just due to the fact that Mike Williams and Keenan Allen are both out.
Yeah, well, I think I'm going to agree with John here, because if you see the past few weeks, they lost to the Seahawks. Seahawks aren't a bad team. I'll give Seahawks credit. They lost to the Broncos in overtime. No offense, Jake. They barely beat the Browns.
Yeah.
Yeah. 30-28, and then... Like a team against the Texans, you only beat them 34, and you let them score 24 points. It's just not. I don't know. Chargers don't look like a complete team this year, so I'm gonna pick the Falcons. With that being said, we'll move on. Falcons. No, I don't like them. All right, Dolphins at the Bears. I'm just be straight up. Miami is favored to win. It is at Chicago, but I'm gonna go with the Bear with the Dolphins. Because Tua being back, Waddle and Tyreek are just playing so good. So, simple. Dolphins.
Yeah, I agree with you, Sean. I mean, Dolphins are looking really good. The Bears have not been looking good. Justin Fields is looking like a starting quarterback, but he just doesn't have anybody to disperse the ball to, and their defense has not been playing good, and no match for Waddle and Tyreek down the field.
I agree with both of you guys. Like, Waddle and Tyreek are looking like one of the best wide receiver duos of all time so far this season. So I don't think the Bears are going to be able to stop them with Tua. Got Dolphins.
Now, real quick, before we end this game, Jake, you did say that Justin Fields has no one to throw it to. Although they did just acquire.
Oh, they did take
Chase Claypool.
Yeah. You're right.
So I'm not saying this is going to be a close game. I think it's going to be a fun game.
Watch out for Chase.
Yeah, I want to see how he does.
Darnell Mooney might get some better help now.
Yeah, and with there actually being another receiver that people have to guard, I don't know. Maybe they can just look like a good team now. But we'll see. We'll see next week. We'll talk about it next week. All right. Next, this is the 2-5 Raiders versus the 2-6 Jags. Ugh. Las Vegas is favored to win. Although if they keep playing with the way they did last week, they are not going to win. I don't think there's any big injuries.
Nope.
But John, I'll let you start this game off.
I think after last week, like with the Raiders with all their talent getting shut out 24-0 by the Saints, they have to come to Jacksonville and get a win here. Josh Jacobs has been running crazy on every other team. So I think the Raiders will bring it back and win.
Jake.
I don't know. I like the Jags in this game, and Trevor Lawrence has been playing pretty good. I mean, the Jaguars, I thought they were going to be pretty good in the beginning of the season, and I was wrong, but the Raiders have not been playing good, and I don't see them picking it up in this game.
I'm going to be going with John here. They need a bounce-back game, and if you look at all the games that the Jags have been playing, they lost the Broncos. Like, they're a terrible team. They lost the Giants. I'll give them some credit. They lost the Colts. They lost the Texans, who were the Texans' only win. I don't know. With just those set alone, I think the Raiders need a bounce-back game, and I think this is the perfect team to get that bounce-back game. Especially with Josh Jacobs playing the way he is, and Davante Adams just needs to prove himself once again. All right, now we'll move on to the 3-4-1 Colts at the 4-4 Patriots. New England is favored to win. I'm just going to go with the Patriots. I mean...
Me too.
Yeah.
I agree with you guys. There's not much to say about these two teams. It's going to be a bad game. I'm going to go Patriots.
I don't see there being a high-scoring game either, like...
No way.
Yeah, it's just not a fun
game. I think it'll be a close game, but, like, I think Pat's pull it it's out. Not going to be good.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be, like, a 13-14 type of game. That's my prediction. All right, so... Another easy game. An easy game, in my opinion. 6-1 Vikings at the 4-4 Commanders. Yeah. I'm going to go Vikings here. They're just even unstoppable at the moment. Justin Jefferson, Dalvin Cook playing good.
Yeah, Vikings look great.
And they did just acquire TJ Hockenson.
Yeah, that's huge.
Oh, yes.
That's such a good
pick. Wow. Like, that's another big trade. So, did everyone just pick on?
Yeah, I think everyone Vikings? Agrees that Vikings are winning this.
So, now we have the... 3-5 Green Bay Packers at the 1-6 Lions. Jake, you can start the game off. Green Bay's favorite to win.
Yeah, Green Bay's going to take the dub. Even with the slim receiving core that they have, the Lions just have not been playing good this year, and their defense is not what any NFL team wants to see. So, Packers.
Yeah, I think this is a get-back game for the Packers. Lions' defense is terrible, so the wide receiver should have a good game. We got Packers.
All right, now with another game, 6-1 Bills versus or at the New York Jets, who are 5-3. Buffalo is favored to win. Jacob, how are you feeling about this?
No way the Jets are going to take it from the Bills. They're way too powerful, and Breece Hall is out for the Jets.
They did get
James Robinson.
Yeah, they did get James Robinson, but I don't think he's... going to help them much. I mean, the Bills are so powerful, and like we were saying, they are, in our opinion, the number one team. So I don't see the Jets taking them down, even though they've been having a pretty good season.
John?
Like, the Jets are not going to be able to beat the Bills here. After losing to the Patriots as well, Bills, easy game.
Yeah, I'm just going to straight with the Bills, and we're going to move on to the next game because, again, there's nothing to say. 2-5 Panthers at the 4-4 Bengals. Now, Cincinnati's favorite to win. Jamar Chase is still out, but I'm just going to go straight ahead. I'm going to say Bengals here. They need a bounce-back win, and they're going to want to make playoffs. So they need to win these type of games where, yeah, it's going to be a close game maybe, but you need to pull it off. And Tyler Boyd and T. Higgins need to step up. Joe Mason needs to step up. And obviously, quarterback Joe Burrow needs to step up, and again, Panthers just lost a key weapon. So with that being said, I'm gonna go Bengals. John,
I actually like the Panthers now. I think they're playing well, and PJ Walker, like, he could outplay Joe Burrow in this game, but
he could.
I still think that the Bengals are just gonna win this.
I have the Panthers. I think PJ Walker is going to come out and fire on the Bengals. And
I'm not mad at that pick, to be honest.
I think that having Jamar Chase is going to hurt them, and I don't know.
It was just a close pick for me, so.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
All right, so now we're going to go with Arizona's favorite to win in this game. The 5-3 Seahawks at the Cardinals, 3-5. Injury report. Not really much. No key players out. I mean, you have some people questionable. You have Tyler Lockett questionable. No offense.
Left tackle was day-to-day.
Yeah. DK Metcalf. Those people are...
I mean, I'm going to keep it short and sweet and just go Seahawks. Geno Smith's been playing incredible, and he has a great wide receiver core to throw to with DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. And, I mean, I don't know. I don't see the Cardinals coming out and beating the Seahawks this week.
Yeah, John.
I'm going to go the other way and take the Cardinals. I like D-Hop. He's back. I don't think the Seahawks are going to be able to get 6-3 and, like, put themselves in a really good position for the playoffs. I think the Cardinals are going to still fight and win this game.
The last time they played, which was about 3 weeks ago, October 16th, Seahawks did win 19-9. But I'm going to switch it up. I'm going to go Cardinals. I think they need this win if they want to even be in the conversation for... Because in my opinion, if they win this game, they're in conversation for playoffs because Seahawks are in their division. But they need this win. So I'm just going to go ahead and say Cardinals because they need it. And I think Kyler Murray is finally going to step up. Next game. Another weird game. Rams at the Buccaneers. Tampa Bay is favored to win. Jake, I'll let you start this game off.
I'm going with the underdog. I'm going with the Rams. Tom Brady's been playing awful. So bad football. Like, I haven't seen him play like this ever in my lifetime. And I think the Rams
are... My lifetime.
Yeah. Yeah.
A long time.
Yeah. But I just... The Rams are better, so...
Yeah. John?
It's weird. It's kind of looking like a must-win for both teams. But I... It's really hard pick. I'm going to go... Rams. I just think Cooper Kupp's gonna fry the Bucks here.
Yeah, I think you guys both said it all. Tom Brady's looking bad. Cooper Kupp obviously looking amazing. I'm gonna go with the Rams. All right, now we have the 5-2 teams. Titans at the Chiefs. Kansas City's favorite to win. I'm going to go simple here. I'm gonna go with the Chiefs. Titans. Yeah.
Yeah.
John.
I'm gonna go Chiefs too. I'm seeing Titans upset on the news lines. It's not happening. Chiefs winning.
Yeah, I'm not even going to get in that game. I just think the Chiefs are better. So now we have the 5-3 Raiders at 3-5 Saints. Bateman is out. Yeah, that's really the only key injury. J.K. Dobbins is obviously on injury reserve, so they don't really have a running game, but you do have Lamar Jackson. So yeah, I'm going to go the Ravens.
I have the Ravens as well.
I'm going to go the Ravens too. They have, I think a big advantage they have is they have their QB. Saints don't. So
yeah. But with the Ravens, I don't know. They're sometimes a weird team where they just don't throw the ball. They run the ball too much. So, all right. With that being said, we are all finished. Jake, do you want to read off? Actually, no. We don't have to read them off. So next, we'll be back with Mr. Karp in the third and final segment where we'll be having a fantasy football draft. I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Segment with Mr. Karp.
How are we doing?
We're doing just fine, Mr. Karp. And then obviously we have Sean Kerwish and Jason Pintos is here. So, Mr. Karp, do you know how this works at all?
Not particularly, but I'm willing to learn.
All right. Well, Jake, do you want to explain it to him?
All right. So we're going to start off. We get each team gets a quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, flex, a defense, and a kicker. And then at the end of the week when they play, whoever gets the most points wins between us two.
And Sean, do you want to explain to the listeners what we're doing this week with the teams?
Oh, yes. So because of Mr. Karp is a bit inexperienced. We'll say that.
Just a bit.
That'd be
very fair.
We're going to do a 2v2 where me and John are on a team, and then Jake and Karp are on a team. So you guys, Jake, you're a teacher this week. You guys are the teacher's team. And John are obviously the
students
team. So Jake, with you being, Mr. Karp being the guest, we'll let you guys have the first overall pick.
All right,
what are you thinking here?
I say we go wide receiver first.
All right, we'll go wide receiver first. So, who are we looking at?
All right, so I'll let you make the pick. So either A.J. Brown, which is obviously the Eagles wide receiver.
Right, right.
And I think Tyreek Hill's a solid pick too. So
which way are you leaning?
I mean, A.J. Brown a little bit. They're playing the Texans this week.
Yeah, so. Texans are pretty weak. So, yeah, let's do that.
A.J. Brown.
Final answer.
Yeah.
A.J. Brown.
All right.
Okay, can I see the paper, Jake?
Yeah. Wait, do we get two picks now, or do we...
Nah, no, we get two. John, read off the list of the people who we cannot take.
So we cannot take Josh Allen, Derrick Henry, Justin Jefferson, Dallas Goedert, Tyler Boyd, Eagles, and McPherson. And then on the other side, we cannot take Hurts, Jonathan Taylor, Diggs, Taysom Hill, Kupp, Dallas, and then Ghana.
So what I'm hearing is...
So, a lot of guys still on the board here.
Davante Adams is available. That's what I'm hearing.
Do we want to go Davante Adams, though?
I think we do. Although he did have a bit of a sleeper week. He is playing
the... this is also who's available, Sean. So, who do the Giants... Are the Giants in a bye?
Yes, they are.
They are in a bye. Okay. Dalvin Cook available.
Is Patrick Mahomes available?
He is available.
All right, so I think for quarterback, we're going to go Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
Just simple, straight up, is Patrick Mahomes. He's gonna do good.
I'm fine with that. And then,
or we could do. I don't want to do one of the Dolphins receivers.
Oh, I know. I think I know who I want.
Who do you want?
I want D-Hop.
Well, that's a bit of a risky pick.
He's not risky. It's D-Hop.
Do we have a time limit on this, Jake?
No. All right, we'll go D-Hop. We'll go D-Hop.
Trust me,
time is ticking. So
we'll go D-Hop this week.
Come on.
All right. So okay. You guys. Oh, you have two picks.
So you took D-Hop and who?
And Mahomes.
Okay.
Did they pick over receiver?
Yes.
Oh, so that's stupid.
So we're gonna go. We're gonna
look at here, Jake.
Probably a running back now because they don't have a running back yet. And we can take anybody but Jonathan Taylor and Derrick Henry. So, I mean,
which way are you leaning there?
Let's see. I know Nick Chubb has a bye week this week.
Alright, so he's out.
He's out. Who do the Giants play? Let's see who the Giants play.
They have a bye.
They have a bye too?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Alvin Kamara, who do they play? Saints.
Ravens Monday night game.
Ravens?
They might be up for that. Ravens usually have a tough defense.
They do have a tough defense.
But they love to let up.
Who's Dallas have?
Bye, I believe.
You thanks, kidding me?
I don't think I could have picked a Dallas player for the fantasy football.
Yeah. All right. I mean... Leonard Fournette's been playing pretty good. And
Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay has who?
Rams? The Rams.
No. Okay. All right.
Talk about time.
What about, what about the Seahawks?
Cardinals.
The Cardinals. They don't have that good of a defense. I mean, Kenneth Walker or the third's been playing pretty good. So
I'm not going to lie. That's who I was going to go for.
I think we're going to go.
I'm going to be completely honest. That's what I was going to say.
All right, Sean. So...
Wait, they still have one more pick.
Yeah.
That whole five minutes was for one player.
Yeah. Relax over there. And then I say we go wide receiver again for our flex. Okay. So,
who are we looking at here, Jake?
Tyreek Hill or who else? We can't pick Diggs or Justin Jefferson. So either Hill or probably Hill.
Let's go with your instinct.
Yeah, let's go Hill.
Tyreek Hill.
All right.
So now, who would he tight end?
Sean, we don't need... I think they took... Did you guys take both the running back and flex and wide receiver already?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, right, so quarterback and tight end. That's what we're
going to do. We'll go tight end. Tight end, defense, or kicker. All
right. Did we pick Eagles last weekend?
Also, Sean, I want to say that for running back, Austin Eckler is on the board.
Okay, that's fine. Were Eagles picked last week for defense?
Eagles were picked.
Yeah.
Yes, I picked them. I remember that. We could go Vikings.
Hold up. Let me... Who do the Vikings play?
They play Commanders.
Ooh. Let's see. Let me just take
or
a look.
Or we could
here.
Go...
Yeah, I wish the Eagles were available.
We could go Packers against the Lions.
I also like the Packers.
So, I'm going either between the Vikings or...
I agree.
You want to go Vikings?
Yeah, let's go Vikings.
Actually, oh no, we'll go Packers. Packers? I don't trust. Right. Yeah, I don't
trust. You can pick either Packers. One.
And then we tight end.
Tight end.
What tight ends were picked last week? What tight ends were picked last week?
It was Taysom Hill and Goddard.
Kelsey.
Dang it! I knew you guys were going for him.
Yeah, Kelsey. All right. Simple. All right, Jake.
All right, so we're gonna. What did you guys pick? You had Kelsey and
Packers.
Defense, Packers. Okay. All right, so I say we just take a kicker.
Kicker, right?
Yeah. All right. So let's go with.
Are they real football players, kickers, or?
I mean, sort of.
Do we consider them?
I mean, Justin Tucker's a top 10 NFL player.
We and he's on the board.
Oh well.
Thanks for that. You want to go? You want to go, Justin Tucker? Yeah. All right.
Thanks for the help there, man.
Mm-hmm. Anytime.
And then I think we're just going to go with a quarterback. Get it over with. So.
What are our choices here?
Tua's up there. Yep. Jalen Hurts is not on the board. Nope.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson's up there.
Mm.
So, I mean, you can make this decision. I'll let you make the decision.
Well, I think I'm going to go with Tua. If I remember correctly, I think he had a pretty good week. Last week.
Yeah, he did.
It also helps when you have two of the best, you know, the best receiver, and then you have another best receiver.
I like the pick.
All right, so who do we have left, Jake? If you would like to.
All right, you have a running back, a flex, and a kicker.
Okay, we'll take kicker first.
John, who's your quarterback? Who's the kicker you have in our
fantasy? It's Myers, and he's the number one ranked in the league, but I also like Young Hoku. So if you want to pick, you can pick between them. I'll let you pick. Myers or Young Ho?
I'll go Myers.
Myers, okay.
What team is he on?
He's in the Seahawks, and they play the Cardinals, and then the Falcons play the Chargers.
Yeah, we'll go Myers, and then Austin Eckler.
Yeah, let's go Eckler.
Yeah. So you guys are up once more.
All right, what are we looking at here?
You said who'd you pick after that?
Eckler,
okay.
I believe you guys have a defense, right?
Tight end and a defense. So for tight ends, we can't pick Taysom Hill and Goddard and Kelsey, but we George Kittle's up there. Kyle Pitts is up there, but he's been inconsistent, so I don't know if we take Pitts.
Right. Are you leaning towards Kittle, though?
Kittle is more of a blocking tight end, though.
Yeah, he is. You're right. Zach Ertz is up there, and they're playing the Seahawks.
All right.
So I think Ertz is a pretty solid pick. So
sounds like a plan, man.
Was Hockenson picked last week?
No, but he's on a bye, isn't he?
Yeah. Wait, no, he's not. He's on Vikings. He's not on a bye.
All right, yeah. We're still sticking Ertz.
Okay. I was just trying to help out. And you guys are done your picks, right?
Oh, we have a defense. We need a
defense here. Got it. So what are our choices here?
Our choices are, let's go defense. We can pick anybody but Dallas, Eagles, and who do you guys? And the Packers. So
I don't know, it's kind of a tough week for defense.
Let's see who's playing the worst team. Who's playing the Raiders? The Jaguars?
Wow.
Jaguars.
The defense isn't that good.
Is this our list here?
Yeah, go ahead. You can scroll through.
Who the Vikings played?
Oh, let's see. I could check. Vikings are playing...
Commanders.
The Commanders.
Yeah. One.
Yeah. Yeah, Vikings.
That was our other choice.
Bring it back to purple people.
So you guys are pleasing Austin Eckler for one.
Sean, I'm going to give you three players, and I'm going to let you pick between them. Because I found three players that I really like, all right?
Okay.
So... All right, so we have Mike Evans, Josh Jacobs, and Davante Adams.
I like Davante Adams. I think he's having a bounce back week, so we put him as our flex.
Okay.
And then
that's it.
And that's everything.
Oh, is it? Yeah. We already pitched running back.
Yep.
All right. Well.
So you want me to do the rundown?
Yeah, you can do the rundown real quick.
All right. So Sean and John have Mahomes, Eckler, DeAndre Hopkins, Travis Kelce, Davante Adams, the Packers defense, and Myers.
Pretty scary.
And then the GOAT team, the best. We have Tua, Kenneth Walker, AJ Brown, Ertz, Hill, Vikings, and Justin Tucker.
I'm seeing some very weak spots in that team.
I don't know.
What do you think those weaknesses
are? Yeah, go ahead.
Whatever you guys say.
Okay.
I'll let you guys have the benefit of the doubt. All right. Well, Mr. Karp, thank you very much for joining us.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Go Birds.
Good luck. We will be back with week number two. Before we go, come out, support Saturday, boys and girls soccer team. And without, go Steelers. Go.